Welcome to Beers, Bourbon, and Banter, where sometimes we have beer.
Sometimes we have bourbon.
But we always have banter.
Okay, so
24/7 banter.
What are we drinking today, boys?
Let's introduce ourselves. Oof. I'm Rich Pisano.
I'm Rob Arlia.
I'm Sal Pisano.
And we're all drinking beers. And we're still continuing with what we've been drinking for the last few weeks after our 2.5 case run from Treehouse.
Only drunk on Mondays.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know if that's true. But today we have what I'm drinking right now is part of a special stout release that they had, which right before the show I found out could have sold for a significant amount of money on eBay.
Had but isn't it so much more fulfilling to drink?
It's called Triple Shot.
Triple Shot.
It is a really solid stout.
It's pretty good.
I would say it was actually really good. A lot of coffee notes in it.
Just coffee notes. I heard.
Yeah, a lot of coffee. Definitely, you could taste some of the malt and stuff like that, too.
Definitely malty.
It's good.
No, absolutely.
It's a solid beer.
Hardly heard any other notes besides the coffee note.
Speaking of coffee, by the way.
Sharp C.
Speaking of coffee, by the way, how have you been enjoying that coffee?
Fantastic.
Has it really been?
I've now had every single one, all four of them.
Have there been more incidents?
Well, I got the variety pack from Black Rifle Coffee Company. I love their mug. I got a nice Black Rifle Coffee mug on my desk with the flag on it, and I've had all four coffees now. AK-47. Yep. There's one called Silencer, whatever.
Okay.
There's Just Black, and there's Better Than Black, I think it's called. Every one of them, some similarities, right? They all taste like coffee. Fantastic coffee.
Yeah. And you haven't shit your pants this weekend?
I have not shit my pants yet.
That's good. That's good.
I think what happened was I had to become acclimated.
Yeah.
To that
I
level.
I think there's like a ramp up period.
There's a ramp up. You don't go from zero cups of coffee,
you know,
to four in one day. That's exactly true.
If that continued, I would have bought some extra boxers, you know, just for the express use.
Just for Mondays.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you guys, I already drank the stout, so I'm actually on the doppelganger now.
Back to doppelganger. You started
with it? Yeah, I started with it. Yeah, I've been drinking
it. That's a weird transition.
I mean, 8% double IPA. It's my favorite beer of all time.
What I hope this transitions to is just a 45-minute conversation between three people who are completely shit-faced.
I don't know what the difference is.
You can get that in a bar any day.
I was going to say, I don't know what the difference is between every week and now.
I know, I'm pretty blitzed.
Yeah, well, I think, I feel like there's something that's perhaps been pissing you off recently. Is it that time to talk
think
about?
I noticed the time, and what's that?
Yep, well.
Hold on a second. We got Todd telling us to hold the phone here.
What is it, Todd?
Okay, right now? All right. This is Rob Arlia's shit that pisses him the fuck off.
All right, so today I got ripping fucking pissed. We all know who David Hogg is. He's been on the news for a while now about his fucking...
Oh, boy.
He's got a nose like a hog.
I'm sick of hearing about him. Honestly,
I am too.
It's pissing me off that you're even bringing it up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he posted today. I mean, actually, Ben Shapiro got on the bandwagon today and kind of tore him up a bit.
I haven't heard Ben yet today, but I can't wait to hear that. Okay.
I don't want to give him any airtime here.
He just tweeted about it.
Nice.
So David Hogg tweeted today.
Pissed off that we're talking about it.
Remember a time when there wasn't a school shooting every week? I don't, because I wasn't alive.
Neither was I.
Oh, wait.
Because, yeah.
That never actually...
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's the best part. So I got fucking pissed. I was like, this fucking kid is out there. He has, let me see. He has 809,000 followers.
Yeah.
Every one of them probably takes him for his word. Thinking, you know, they probably went to work. There was 34,000 likes on this one tweet that he tweeted. People probably went to work. They probably talked about this thing.
It's kind of a fucked up thing to like, too. I mean, just think about what you're actually liking.
It's pretty fucked up.
It's kind of fucked up.
But think about it. People are thinking now that this is actually happening, that people are actually every week being shot up at schools.
Well, you get CNN reporting that there's 22 school shootings, but they're including, like, in that, like, anything.
Right. Any fucking little BB guns.
Well, no. I mean, it was like somebody discharged a firearm when they were instructing at a college, or
right.
there was a shooting outside of the school, and the bullet may have come onto. So it's like
a defensive use of a firearm, like the Brazilian. You see that video from Brazil,
or a suicide. That's considered a school
shooting. Right, and I'm fucking pissed about this because shut the fuck up about it. Get the fuck out of here!
I'm gonna fucking choke you.
You know, there's been a handful of school shootings this year, which is already too many. We don't need to lie about it.
So we wrote on our Twitter, which if you don't follow us on Twitter,
we didn't write shit.
Shut the fuck up. So if you follow us on Twitter, it's Beer Boo Banter. B-E-E-R. Bourbon. B-O-U. It's not the full bourbon. And banter. We wrote, remember a time when people didn't make things up and base their knowledge on facts? Boy, do I miss that.
Yeah. That was a nice time.
I don't think I was born.
It's been a long
time.
I don't think I was born when that happened. Yeah. Wait, I was born when Ronald Reagan was president, so I believe during that time, at least for a short period, other than the people trying to slander him, who was the greatest president in
my
lifetime,
for sure. This fucking kid pisses me off. Every little fucking thing he says, it's our time.
Let him say whatever he wants.
Shut up. It's shit that pisses me off. Now shut the fuck up. Every little thing he talks about, he says, oh, you know, it's our time. It's the young people's time. The young people are going to rule this world. Shut the fuck up. You are a piece of shit. You don't know a fucking thing about the world or anything. You don't have a job. You probably don't have a fucking license yet. Shut the fuck up. I'm not against him having an opinion. I'm not against him speaking out. To me, I personally believe he is actually being paid by someone. I personally believe that. He's a forward in some weird movement that's happening, and I want no part of it, and I can't fucking stand it.
There's definitely a
moving on.
Probably sucking him off.
Moving on.
Behind, yeah, that's
pisses me off.
Quite the noisemaker over there.
He could fuck right off.
Yeah, I have a big problem with him because he thinks he's immune to all this, and he tries to sick people on talk show host. People. Who say things against him and try to, like, do boycotts and stuff. Whereas, you know, he's saying things like, Marco Rubio is complicit in the murder of children. So, I don't know. I don't have anything else
about
him.
So, Rich, why don't you... There's nothing else to say, man. I'm pissed off about it.
Rich, why don't you fire off?
All right.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fire off, Rich.
Yeah, that's going to fire off.
You got two more times.
You know what I
want
to talk about today?
Table and choke you with that shit.
It's been in the news this week, so you guys probably figured out what I'm talking about already. The NFL and the national anthem controversy.
Oh,
so for those of you who do not know,
what's the NFL?
Yeah, NFL stands for National Football League. Football being American football, not football, you know, as in soccer. And they decided this week, I believe it was a unanimous consent by all the owners, that they would require any of the players coming on the field for the national anthem to stand for the national anthem.
They're going to come on the field?
C-O-M-E. C-O-M-E.
Oh, all right.
Yes. Okay. So,
yeah, so tell us about this. Tell us what's happening.
Not very family friendly.
It was a couple of years ago, really, where Colin Kaepernick, the subpar quarterback for the 49ers.
Came on the field.
No. When he came up, his career, you know, he was pretty good. He got to the Super Bowl early on, but then he kind of sucked and became a second string quarterback. Decided, you know what? I'm going to start kneeling for the anthem because, you know, Black Lives Matter and all this. And he cited a lot of questionable cases for this and decided to start kneeling for the anthem. And this became kind of a movement. And now he's out of the league. But it continues with some folks still doing that, which, you know, I think they have the right to do. But Colin Kaepernick.
Do they, though? Not anymore.
No, I don't have a whole lot of respect for a guy who, like, wears a shirt that says Great Minds Think Alike, and next to Malcolm X on it, it has Fidel Castro, who was just a really terrible human being.
So that's
kind of been the thing. And then Trump sounded off about it this past year in the NFL and said that, you know, these players should stand or be fired. And now the NFL decided to, because their ratings in this past season went down.
Right, like, that's what 10%. It's really about.
It's 100% about money because they're in support of this happening. But because the ratings went down, this was a monetary decision. And they said, you know what? We're going to not allow you're welcome to stay in the locker room. But these players have a platform. They don't need to come out and do it on the field. So, you know, the NFL instituted this policy now where if you come out for it, you got to stand.
Right, right.
I
what do we think about that?
So we actually last week, on Wednesday, it was number one trending. The hashtag anthem on Twitter was number one trending.
Which, by the way, happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Today is Memorial Day.
Speaking of standing for the flag.
I am proud to be an American today.
Thanks to all the
Americans
who serve and all the current veterans. But
Veterans Day. Memorial Day is for those who remember them every day.
So last Wednesday, number one trending was hashtag anthem, and that was concerning what Rich was talking about here.
Moment of silence. All right.
Okay. On our Twitter, again, if you follow us, it's Beer Boo Banter. I wrote for today's, or we wrote, let for today's shit that pisses Rob Arley off, people who use their American rights that our country's men and women died for and that our flag represents to disrespect it.
Yeah.
And then I followed that up. So this is my thought on this, which is funny because I also tweeted this last week, or I should say we tweeted this. But
let us be the judge of that.
I may have the freedom and liberty to disrespect my boss, but that doesn't mean he can't fire me based on the rules of the organization I'm a part of. Just like NFL players belong to an organization that can dictate what they can and cannot do. I think the new rules are very fair. Like you said, Rich, they can go to the fucking locker room and sit there like twats. Whatever, that's their right to do it.
They could come in the locker room instead
of the field. If you're going to be a part of the organization and be representing an organization that is nationally held in this country, the rules of the organization are that you fucking stand for the national anthem. That's the rule.
If you're on the field.
If you're on the field. You're standing there on live TV representing the National Football League. That's their rules. Just like...
Now it is. Yeah.
Well, that's
now
what I'm saying.
It wasn't previously. Do we know that it wasn't? There was nothing in the bylaws? Yes.
No.
There was nothing.
Are we sure? The NBA... Yes.
There didn't need to be. There didn't need to be. Because they weren't a bunch of fucking pussies.
I'm pretty sure some...
Using that forum.
Some teams had...
Well, yeah, the teams, the team owners and things said, you know, like when Jerry Jones brought the Cowboys onto the field and kneeled before it, and then they all stood up, that was a managerial decision
on that group. But you're part of the NFL, the National Football League. You're part of this organization. They're going to have rules now.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
I don't think that it's unfair of what's happening. I don't think it's taking away their rights because you know what?
It's not. I know it's not. It's a private company.
Let's focus on Trump decree. That's fine, but let's focus on why this actually happened. It's because their ratings went to shit, and they're reacting based on
this is entirely based on money, and because the ratings went down so far,
it has
nothing
to do with how they feel, the organization itself feels about
The NFL is concerned about ratings and about money.
That's true.
Typically, their audience is very, you know what? I don't give a shit either way. I'd rather know who the pieces of shit are.
Look, you will know when they're not in the field.
Yeah. But look, in this country, you're allowed to kneel, and it's because of what the flag stands for. And yeah, it's disrespectful. Kneeling in itself, not disrespectful. Like kneeling, you know, people kneel when they pray, either in a Catholic church or by their bed at night, but the whole point, they're doing it to be intentionally disrespectful, and that's where the divisiveness of this topic comes from. You know, they're drawing attention to it. They have other platforms.
I think their argument would be that they're not being disrespectful.
Well, that is their argument. That's what I'm saying.
They're trying to bring attention to a subject that they care about.
You know us who you know you want to know who else who kneels? Cocksuckers.
Jeez.
Wow. That's
not always.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess you could lie down.
Yeah. That's the preferred method.
Still, laying down. You're either a cocksucker or you're laying down. Well, either way, you're a cocksucker.
No, I mean, I don't agree with it.
That's my opinion. What
do you not agree with? Do you not agree with that the NFL did this, or do you not agree with them, you know?
No, I don't agree with them kneeling during the national anthem.
Right, but that's a personal opinion, which we have personal opinions.
Yeah, that's a personal opinion. Yeah. But now that it's an organizational rule, right,
there's known consequences for it if they
correct.
Do it.
Correct.
But I would have been fine with them keeping it the way it was. Now they're making...
I didn't have a problem. I wasn't one of the boycott people in the NFL. It's like, okay, if you're going to kneel, go kneel. I don't like it. Kneel. It annoys me. I'm still going to watch it.
You know what pisses me off more than anything else?
Yeah.
Both sides piss me off when we get into heated topics like this. People start throwing things out like, then leave the fucking country if you got a problem. No. You should be able to voice your fucking... your issues and your concerns. The other argument
even
I heard...
Even if they're illegitimate, yes.
Even if they're illegitimate.
I agree, yes.
Say whatever the fuck you want and get destroyed with somebody with an iota of intelligence. So, but one thing that I heard is...
I'm stewing. Ooh.
Sit there and stew. One thing I've heard from a different point of view is the flag is a symbol and it doesn't mean anything.
You've just contradicted yourself.
You've acknowledged that it's a symbol that we put value in. And, you know, his argument was, this individual's argument was, and I'm...
You just burped blatantly in the microphone.
Well, you know, that's what happens after three beers, man.
Better
that's
than into your face, I guess.
Better than shitting yourself.
That's true. Based on last week, that's pretty good. I guess we're doing lucky better. It didn't come out the other end.
We had to delete that whole section.
it was some brown noise.
I'm still stewing, though. Don't make me laugh, because I'm still stewing.
Speaking of stew, I mean, his pants last week.
Well, I mean, one of the arguments was that it shouldn't mean that much to people. Well, that's the whole reason.
That's why they're
doing it. That's the whole reason it's bringing so much attention by them kneeling. It means a lot to them to do, because they know it means a lot to everyone else. And that, to me, was one of the most ridiculous arguments I heard, but, you know, it was just one of many. I have a lot of respect for it, for anybody who speaks their mind, and it's unfortunate that organizations feel that they need to put rules in place for ratings' sake, because it's not
That's exactly what they're doing it for.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really what it is. I think people...
I mean, we could talk about that, and that's probably true. Mm-hmm. And I get that
part. I don't think they would have done it otherwise. If ratings stayed the same, the NFL wouldn't.
They would not care.
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
But it is the National Football League, and that's where... Yeah. I don't know. That's a tough thing. But regardless of that, okay, so I don't agree with that. That's not good, personally. I don't know. That's still the American people. Their ratings went down because the American people disagree with this. And right. here's what I'm stewing about.
Sure.
I don't give a flying fuck what you're protesting, okay? You are a public figure. You're in the National Football League. You have press conferences. You have Twitter. You have Facebook. You have many other platforms and outlets to voice your opinion and to be who you need to be for your people, for what's happening, what you believe. There's a million and one ways to do this. Do not disrespect the national anthem. You have every right to do so. I agree. Not anymore with the organization. I agree. I don't really care that they are. That is not the way to do it. The national anthem has done nothing to you. What people have died for in this country has done nothing to you. That is what you're protesting.
Yeah, it's unrelated.
It's unrelated completely. Because they're saying this is America. America is segregated. America is not fair, which is totally not true.
Well, I think the whole start of it was, cops are killing black folks.
Yeah,
I don't give a running fuck.
Ooh.
I don't give a running fuck what you
about,
do. Whether you kneel or not, right? I mean, now it's a law, and it's coming up again. I mean,
what's a law?
It's not a law. It's a policy of the NFL.
Right, yes, right. That is a policy of the organization.
It's NFL law.
Hey, whatever. Let's not call it law.
He's just really like sticking to his law guns.
It's
law.
Like if I
it's
went,
law. We're talking law. About law.
Okay.
Law. So it's a case-by-case basis. Okay.
If I go... No, it's not. come on. If I go into work tomorrow wearing, you know, a bikini...
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
And trust me, nobody wants to see that. I might get fired. I might get my boss pretty angry at me. I might get told to go home for the day.
Right.
Any number of things, because it's against the company's dress code. It's not a law. It's company policy. So now this is NFL's company policy. So like, there's things
you can't
do. I'm free to go wear a bikini outside if I want
you
to.
You are.
I'm not at my job.
Right.
Because I'm getting
paid.
Plenty
of other places you could do that with.
Yeah. But
and your company would say, hey, Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but that's part of the issue, right? You have these company policies that affect your everyday life. I mean, we see time and time again things being posted on Twitter. All these things you mentioned, Rob. Things being posted on Twitter and all these other social media platforms.
Right.
Outside of work, completely separate from it. And these people have ramifications in their personal careers by this. And take it a step away from the First Amendment. By implementing policies into a particular organization, I'm against it in every way. Because ultimately...
You don't believe that because you go to work and there's certain things you can't say and do.
I agree. Yes. And I think that's fucked up.
You think that's fucked up?
You think I can just go to work, wearing a bathing suit or...
No. So, there's I'm talking about outside of work, though. People's lives are impacted by what... The opinions that they voice.
This is not bullshit.
What you're saying is bullshit.
This is all. This is only in work. You're free to disobey and either pay fines or quit or forfeit the millions that the NFL is giving you. You're still legally. You can say
you have the
fuck
right.
the NFL. Yeah, exactly. You have the right to do that legally. Absolutely.
I understand that, but to assume that it doesn't impact your life to have this policy in place and have it affect your life outside of the job. I'm not talking about the NFL anymore. I'm talking about everyday citizens who go to work. Okay. And yeah, sure, they could go find another job, right? That's okay with certain beliefs that they have and certain values they hold. Okay. I'm saying
what's the point, then?
When this transfers over to any step away from our Constitution and the First Amendment, I think is a bad move
for an organization, for a
company.
You go to work tomorrow, Sal. You go in there and
I'm not going to do that because it's against policy.
I'm just saying. You have the right to go in there and say, fuck Muslims, fuck Mexicans, fuck blacks, fuck whites, fuck Asians. You can say whatever you want when you go to work tomorrow.
I'm an equal opportunity fucker.
Right.
That's good. Yeah, I'm okay, yeah.
Your company, you being white Italian,
that's probably the only thing I'm safe saying.
If you said that to your boss, or your boss found out you said that. Do you think that's infringing on your right, your First Amendment right?
No, I think that there's certain parameters you need to follow in a professional setting. Yeah. I take issue with the fact that people have disciplinary action taken against them for things they do outside of work.
Oh, that's the point you're making. That has nothing to do with this, what we're talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I agree with you. Like, if I'm... If I post something on Facebook right now and, work doesn't like it, yes, that I have a problem with. If they're like, oh, you can't... Yeah. They're not telling the NFL players they can't post what they want on Twitter. That's not what's happening at all.
That's not what happened, but we're talking about...
Get the fat out of your fucking ears.
Yeah.
No. Get the fat out of your fucking ears, because I explained it in detail 20 minutes ago when we started this. It's a new strain, you see?
I have no idea.
I don't
get why this is being brought up. I mean your curveball with the Middle East last week, I got. I do not follow where you're going.
This is like a grounder.
It's a bunt.
All right.
It was a little bit of a bunt. I'm just telling you, it's something that pisses me off. Well, that's all I fucking said.
Well, that was okay.
That's not all you said. You said a lot more than that.
That was Sal Pisano's thing that pisses him off.
There's a lot of shit that pisses me off.
So look,
you're pissing me off.
Bring it back.
Your fucking dicks against your head again.
The reason that people are so pissed off about this, I believe, is because Trump inserted himself.
Ew.
Stormy Daniels jokes abound. But no, he inserted himself into this controversy by talking about it. I was listening to Ben Shapiro, I believe, a few days ago, and he said something like 80-something% of Americans before Trump said anything on this thought that it was wrong to not stand for the national anthem. And now that Trump inserted himself, Trump is still on the right side, but like it's like 50-something, because a bunch of people are like, oh, I hate Trump, and Trump said, he thinks that this is a problem, so I'm going to go exactly against what Trump said, which is an interesting phenomenon, because people just, it's like it's like with the animal thing. With he called the MS-13 folks animals, and suddenly you get Nancy Pelosi, who's like, they have a spark of divinity.
Oh,
fuck no, kill them.
You know what?
Kill MS-13.
Let's not get crazy here.
No, they're animals. I mean that they're animals. Kill them. MS-13. You know what they do? They behead people. They rape. MS-13 should be wiped off the face of the earth. And you go to any of the people
down
there. We're
gonna send Sal to go hang out with them for a bit.
Have fun with them. They're MS-13 is a terrible group of people.
Phenomenon.
At least in prison.
Phenomenon.
Yeah. Phenomenon. Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon.
I may not like what Trump says on it or that he sounds off it, but this is not a Trump decree. This is not Trump has power.
I don't think Trump has a decree. I don't think he can.
No, he doesn't. He's not a dictator. They keep comparing him to dictators. Who's he killing?
Right.
But that's their pissed.
Obama was more of a dictator than Trump.
I agree. But I mean, Trump is not in control of the NFL. This is not Trump.
Right. It's a private organization.
The only way
I love everything Trump does, but,
Yeah, you could argue that it was influenced by
him. I love everyone who he does.
I didn't get it, though.
Stormy Daniels, not a big fan of, Melania, though. Melania.
Ivanka is his daughter, right?
I've never seen any of her work.
Ivanka is his daughter. Actually, Ivanka is a beautiful woman. Yeah,
I've never seen any of her work, either.
Gosh.
So it's a private organization. He has nothing to do with this.
Right.
Yeah, so keep his fucking mouth shut. He should stay the fuck out of it.
It'd probably be good for him. Fair. But you know how he does with publicity.
He may
gotta open his fucking mouth all the time.
Yes, he may have inadvertently, like by sounding off on it, gotten a bunch of his base to boycott the NFL and thus bringing the ratings down by 10% and thus causing the NFL to make. So that's the only way you could say Trump impacted
this. Are you fucking kidding me? If people are that fucking weak-minded not to fucking make that decision on their own, they gotta wait for the president to hear it before they boycott something they don't believe in?
Look, there's a lot of people on the right.
I don't believe it.
There's a lot of people on the right who will just
so now you're saying Trump is on the right.
And there's a lot of people on the left who will go against everything Trump says. Yes, Trump has governed like a conservative. Trump has done a very good job from a conservative perspective. So, yes, I would say definitely. Trump is on the right. Yeah, absolutely.
I do agree with that. Phenomenon.
Anyway, I don't know. I just the folks who bring this up, you know, like Colin Kaepernick, he wears socks that are like anti-cop, calling them pigs and different.
Yeah. Let him call 911 and see how he feels about cops when he's in
being
trouble.
Protected. Yeah.
It's fucking bullshit.
And the different look. I have a big problem too, and need to bring it up when it happens. And there are a few examples of it where there's police who do shoot a black person where I think, you know, you shouldn't have done that. It was wrong. There's a handful of examples.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
Those are very clear.
Yes, and it's typically very clear, those are... and we could all get on board and agree with it. But there's, you know, I think the body cam thing is great, which the Black Lives Matter has helped to bring on. By bringing on the body cams, you can actually see what has happened. And like within the last week or so, there's been an example where there was a woman who said, you know, she was raped, and then the body cam footage came out. Another one, I forget the whole situation, but they said they were pulled over for something and the cop did something, and then the body cam came out. It was like, oh, you know, and I think the body cams will be good for showing whether if the police did something wrong,
I
you could see it.
Man, I think cameras and pictures can be misleading devices.
Oh,
I
think it can. The more information, the better.
Sure.
Then you can see who did what.
I mean,
why are you disagreeing with everything tonight? You want
I
less want to
disagree with everything. I
think body cams are great.
I think
right,
body cams
defend
can be a good thing, but
okay,
I think some
why you disagree.
In certain circumstances, I think that people can misinterpret these things. I mean, look at the recent shooting that we saw out of what state was that in? Maryland,
Texas, the most recent one.
Oh wait, was what,
just Texas.
No, where
the one that was actually stopped was Oklahoma.
Stopped? The one that was stopped, Oklahoma.
That didn't get reported because
it did.
Well,
no,
yeah, not nearly as much as
not the one who was stopped. I'm talking about the police officer who took the life of the individual. That
saved
the arrest. We're talking about camera. We're talking about camera.
Virginia, Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. Richmond, Virginia. A police officer stopped a threat to the public and to himself with lethal force, right?
Sure.
And on the video cam, you know, on the body cam that was released for some fucking reason to the public.
Well,
how many people?
I believe it should be.
Right. So now you have a now you have a video released to the public. Not before the trial. I mean, this guy's going on trial for, you know, the suspect actually ended up passing away. He fucking died. He killed him.
Okay.
But that shouldn't be released before the trial is made.
Sure. I think it should. I think the public has a right to know.
Yeah, they have a right to know, but let the trial take place first.
No.
But my problem is that even in that clear instance, to us three, we all watch it today. To the three of us.
I didn't watch it. I didn't see it, but okay.
Well, two of us watched it.
Okay.
Fucking Rich was, I don't know, taking a nap at the time, I guess.
Or not smoking a cigarette, perhaps.
Maybe that was it.
Mm. So, anyway, go ahead. Your point.
Yeah, yeah.
So we all saw the fucking video, right?
Yes.
And to me, it's a clear-cut case. His life was the police officer's life. He could articulate threat or fear of serious bodily harm or death.
Good. So we have a body cam that shows that.
Sure.
Great.
To me, the video is clear. But if you look at the comments online, people blowing up. Oh, he could have done something else. He didn't have to shoot him. Well, he did do something else. He gave verbal commands. The guy threatened his life immediately when he arrived on the scene. He said, "I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to fucking kill you." He said it multiple times. As he was charging the officer discharged his taser twice on the guy.
All right,
didn't stop it. Very clear for me. But the thousands of people that watched this video who are going to end up on a jury someday with this cam footage are going to see a completely different scenario play out in front of them because their fucking clouded brains don't see what's happening in the videos and pictures.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's an important question to ask. It's a question of the day. If there was some sort of food all over my body that you had to lick off, what would it be?
There was no transition there. There was no transition there whatsoever.
I like it. No, I like it.
What would it
calm me down. It calmed me down.
Yep.
I was ready to fly off the
What would it be?
I feel like...
off of your body in particular?
Body in particular. My
and we
fat,
had to,
why does it matter?
Slobby,
I don't want
hairy
to
body.
Anything
no, that's
body.
The point. I think we don't have a choice. We have a
I
gun
mean,
to
but
our head.
But dark chocolate, for sure.
There's no food anywhere else. You're in a room with me, and the only food that's on my body, what would you choose?
Oh, definitely dark chocolate. I love dark chocolate.
See, I'd want it to be just as disgusting for you as it was for me. So I'd pick, like, durian. or something like that. Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't even know what durian is.
Oh yeah,
what
is durian? I put durian all over you.
Can you explain what durian
is? I want the furthest thing from anything sensual, so dark chocolate is definitely off the table Definitely off the table for me. We're draping durian and tuna fish.
I think you, his shitty body kind of gets rid of the sensuality of it anyway. So
No. You're reinserting sexuality chocolate.
There's no inserting 100%. Of anything going on. None.
Mine would be chum.
Wait a second. You'd put chum on your own body?
I'm still...
No, I mean, if I had to lick it off of one of you people. Eat.
And what is durian? Can someone
cooked
explain?
Chum.
I don't know what durian is.
What is chum? Like, oh, chum is bucket? Like,
I know what chum is. You don't eat it. You throw it in the...
yeah,
if you're trying
chumming.
To catch fish.
Yeah, when you're trying
for chumming.
For chumming.
Chum's for chumming.
Chum is for chumming.
Hey, chum. Get over here, chum.
Get over here, chum.
Come up with get the right. fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
Chum can mean a lot of things.
So
wait a second.
Yeah.
So you'd pick chum.
I would, yeah.
I'd pick durian. You never heard of durian?
No, I haven't. Clearly I'm going to have to look this up because no one has explained to me what durian is. Yes.
It's that weird looking fruit from one of those crazy countries that nobody ever visits.
Does it taste good?
It smells horrendous.
No.
Apparently it tastes very good.
I think even me being in the room, period, we could handle the smell already with me being in the room.
Yeah,
that would be sure. Hopefully you've showered. Apparently, I'm assuming you've showered.
This is one of the worst smelling fruits that you can...
Really?
It's banned.
It's banned?
It's banned in the country of origin. You can't have it in public.
How about really? Fish? Why don't we go with fish or Limburger cheese?
That's what I'm saying.
Limburger cheese, I feel like you should go with. Chum? Who? Nobody eats chum.
How about arsenic?
Arsenic. Oh, yeah, so
the fact that I have to do this, it would just kill me.
Well, see, no, because I don't want to die in a room with you with no shirt. I want to be able to get out of there and then kill myself.
Let's be honest. Just about every Monday, you almost die in a room with him with no shirt anyway.
That's true.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So, back to the point you were making.
Yeah, yes. I don't even remember it.
All right.
So no, it was about the guy.
I do remember it. You still had not...
The guy who got shot.
You still had not described to me... how it's better to not have the video. You just explained how a bunch of different people could interpret the video differently. So why would you not want to have the video?
I mean, I don't know. If I was a police officer, I'd go for a bench trial every single time, right? Where it's just the judge making the decision. Because I don't trust a jury of my peers
to
make a decision.
That's our judicial
system. What if it's a well-hung
right?
jury?
But that's our judicial system. We have to go by that. I mean, that's
it's kind of like and in that case, equal... I wouldn't mind... I guess I wouldn't mind a judge having the most information as possible, but I think the general public
doesn't.
Individuals are very intelligent, but for some reason you put a bunch of intelligent individuals in a group and they become fucking morons.
It's called groupthink,
and I'm guilty of it too, right?
I mean, they would do the same thing not having the video though, and it would be worse because you could actually like
right
because
then
video
you start making shit up in your own mind.
Yeah,
you I guess
your own
there may be some information missing. Like I'm thinking,
but I mean, really, for me as a private citizen, now it makes it harder to bribe a police officer.
That's your Italian.
Because now there's evidence.
You got a point.
And
there.
The cop doesn't want to fucking. You know what I mean?
Well, you remember
case at ease, huh?
There was
Listen
an episode of remember the show
Listen
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. So when I was a kid, there was an episode of it where there was a traffic violation that the Jane Kaczmarek, whatever her name was, the mother and Malcolm in the Middle had violated a law in traffic, and there was video that came out of it, and it showed very clearly. She had, violated the law, and she was insistent she hadn't, and, you know, she got the ticket, went to trial and everything. Anyway, so Bryan Cranston's character, the dad, later found out that there was video footage from another angle that showed something that wasn't seen, where, like, there was another car that had, like, done a U-turn
cut her off.
Yeah, so, actually, she was right, and he was like, never let her see this, but... That's just what came to mind, where it's like...
Right, and that's kind of the point.
Could be,
that's a bit of the point I was trying to make, that
Yeah, well,
videos,
I'm trying to make your point for you, since...
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
How am I going to get there?
Yeah.
But realistically, videos and photographs don't show the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great example from Malcolm in the Middle. Fucking
it was a quality
show. Most
from
people
the, was like the 90s or something? Great show.
Isn't that guy gay now?
What do you mean gay now?
I don't know if he was gay then. I thought he was married.
I don't know who you're talking about.
What guy?
Frankie Muniz?
No. The other guy. The older brother. The oldest brother.
That dude? I have no idea.
Yeah, he's gay with it. He has kids and stuff.
And Bryan Cranston is one of the best actors around.
Oh, I love Bryan Cranston.
Is he though?
Yeah.
Is he one of the best actors?
Yeah.
What did he do? Breaking Bad?
Yeah, he did Breaking Bad.
Yeah, everything he's in. He was in Seinfeld. He was in a lot of stuff. I like Bryan Cranston. You do not like Bryan Cranston.
So
I just don't think he's a great actor.
Contrary to everything today. I don't know what got in the... All right.
So I think to your point... with having a body cam, I personally believe that's important to have.
Best actor.
Because that's how you actually determine whether or not the scenario unfolded the way it actually unfolded.
Yes.
Because my problem is that it's not a complete story. None of it's a complete story.
Not always.
I mean, not always.
Depends on the angle. It really does.
But like even in that video, in that particular instance, you could definitely see that.
My main issue with it is that I can't bribe police officers anymore if they're constantly recording.
He's got a point, you know?
You gotta grease it. I mean, realistically,
one hand to wash is the other, you know?
I mean, how are you gonna do that?
You can't do that.
But then all their footage actually becomes public like this does.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Some of it just like...
I'm hoping. I mean, can you...
Like
you
know, dash cams are Because
now
things.
You got to convince them to turn... Hey, man. Hey, listen. Can you? Now you got to convince them for two things. You got to convince them to take the bribe. But before you do that, you got to convince them to shut off the video camera. Right? Because you shut off the... You know, that's two convincings instead of just one.
You know? Yeah, so you got
to... Well, that's why you got to find out who they are. You gotta go to the house.
You gotta find out who they are.
You gotta go to the house and be like, hey, oh, listen, here's a little grease here before I see you out in the field, huh?
And they're going to tell you, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. I'd just like to say that I really support our first responders, our police, our firefighters. Yes. And especially on the day of Memorial.
Day old
Memorial.
And those I also of love pulled pork and ham.
Those of us who fought and died for the freedoms that we enjoy and we hope to keep. And that's really what this is all about.
Memorial Day actually is a part of the first responders. Is that like a thing?
No, I don't think so.
No, it's not.
It's only
but
first.
I'm saying.
Actually, yeah, and I misspoke earlier as
no,
well.
No. It's...
Have you guys ever been to the Tomb of the Unknowns over in D.C. at Arlington Cemetery? Mm-hmm. So that's every Memorial Day, I believe it's they lay the wreath down there. And
yeah, just Trump did it today.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure he did. But it's really to... remember those who have lost their lives fighting for the country, and also is part of why you stand for the flag. And
absolutely,
show some respect for those who have died for your freedoms that flag stands for. Which is
and that's really
we
all
couldn't
it
do
is.
What we're doing now if it wasn't.
And that's why that's why it means a lot to me. The national anthem means a lot to me.
And you know, having our dad is
Sal,
a vet,
you mean a lot
so
to me.
You know, that's not really the time to. I mean, if ultimately, I think we all agree that that's not the time or place.
No.
The national anthem isn't to be used. For your political agenda, it's something that it's the one thing that can always, in my opinion, it could unite everyone. It could unite people who disagree on every other subject, except that we live in a nation that people have sacrificed for.
Yes,
I mean to me, it should be the one time that's void of any dissimilarities or political leanings.
Oh, I agree.
And to me, that's what upsets me. But should people be allowed to do it?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
My opinion is
unless
should be,
private business says you
and I should be allowed to
on their own.
Wait outside the stadium and you know throw them a bow.
Actually, I kind of agreed with one of the things that one of my
liberal
friends,
Joey Bowe's in there
posted this week, where it was saying, you know, if the NFL is going to do this, they should also stop selling concessions during the national anthem. I agree with that. I think
I totally
absolutely.
Agree. That's an issue?
Totally should. Well,
yeah.
Well, I think
either way.
Yeah, we can find common ground there, I think.
I just want to say thank you to our first responders as well, right? Because a lot of times, you know, we make jokes on their behalf, I guess, you know. We say, you know, firefighters, you know, you believe those firefighters, you believe that? I didn't make the chili, you know, and stuff like that. But whatever, they're good,
man,
too.
We're not doing it.
We're not doing it. They're all great. They're better men than me, better women than me.
I agree.
I'm a terrible woman.
I would be a terrible woman.
I don't think any of us would make a good woman whatsoever.
I don't know. I think I can give it a shot.
Yeah, a little shave. You look pretty good.
If I were to shave my beard, maybe
10
I could
pounds
pass
or
off,
so.
Put on some high heels.
There's a lot of people I would like to eat dark chocolate off of ahead of you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, Rob, that's not...
Durian.
Durian. You're durian. Fucking durian.
I wouldn't eat durian or chum off the hottest girl in the world.
Well,
that sounds disgusting.
Well, you're fucking... You're obviously not... you're not clicking it.
Nobody eats chum.
I would eat it off the hottest girl in the world.
Yeah, I would.
That's disgusting.
So this has been another episode of Beers, Bourbon
and Banter. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, join us again next week. We got our Twitter up now. We got our Facebook up now. Follow us. We're Beer, Boo,
Twitterous.
Banter. Twitterous. Beer, Boo, Banter.
Let us be your boo.
And our Facebook is Beers, Bourbon, Banter.
Jesus.
And then our website, bearsbourbonbanter.com. But also, we have Patreon.
Wow, we're getting a bunch of stuff, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
We need to be supported. I mean, we can't do this for a living unless we're supported by other people.
We would like you to be our braziers.
Find us on Patreon, Beers, Bourbon, and Banter. All right, guys. Well,
all right.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again next week.
Lesbian on our way.
Talk about the reinstitution of the monarchy.